doing?
Same place as everyone else.
To hear Mr. Vincent in the next square.
Wait for me.
My name is Sarah. I'm black. A Moor. Born in London, where here I still reside in the year of our Lord, 1665.
Hear ye! Hear ye! Fruitfulness, yet such unfruitfulness in such a fertile soil!
Francis, push to the front.
Hear ye! Instead of the fruits of the spirits, love, joy, peace, meekness, gentleness, humility, faith, that are the works of the flesh. Fornication! Mock me at your peril. I have seen a thing this morning. Uncleanness, seditions, heresies, drunkenness, immorality. Hear ye! This morn I have been at St. Giles and seen the bills of mortality, and I tremble, for they show 53 in St. Giles alone. Now ye hear me. For weeks I have been telling ye, God is amongst us.
Martha.
Please, for ye shall find no sanctuary.
What have you hold me hand? Go fall down.
Now, those of you who did not believe in an unseen God are afraid of the unseen arrow.
Head that way.
Now, guilty sinner.
Be crushed.
Look about them and think.
Go with the crowd. Don't fight it.
We're free. Don't go back. There's nothing you can do.
I nearly fell.
There now. See
her. That poor woman.
I'm surprised there was only her.
Mr. Vincent's praying over her.
Ring of Roses by Nick Stafford, with Adjo Ando, Mona Hammond, and Linda DeBell.
Are we still going to work if there's play?
God willing.
They're loading the big bed on the cart, and there's the mistress. What does she want?
I think she wants us to stop here. Mistress, are we late?
Please, don't come any closer. I pray you take all possible care to preserve yourselves. Send for things to burn. Bring stone and lime and make use of them daily. Let nobody come in. Take every morning the kernel of a walnut with 5 grains of rue and a pinch of salt beaten together and roasted in a fig, and so eaten. That will keep you safe. I'm sorry you aren't able to come with us, but
please, take us with you. I'm just a girl. Inspector, healthy as can be.
Here is some money to tide you over. Here, on the ground.
We're not infected.
I'm sorry.
Don't give the money. I'm dead, the girl.
Bless you. When we return, you can have your jobs back. Come there.
What would you have us do in the meantime?
At least a shilling in here.
Don't touch it, you stupid girl! Give it here now! A week's wages.
It took 3 days to die of the plague. What's to become of us?
Hola, hola. Greetings, hola. I come from Spain, where we had the plague last year.
What are those?
Amulets, charms, bracelets, astrology, fortune, toll, abracadabra, your fate, your future, come, be bold. Madam, you look like...
There's nothing wrong with me.
I didn't mean you had...
Well, I haven't. What did you say you had, dear? But remember,
we're poor.
I give advice to the poor for nothing. All my wares are tried and trusted preventions. Amulets and bracelets to prevent the contagion traveling up the arms. A charm to stop it traveling down from your neck. A stone for the mouth to cleanse the air you breathe. A brooch of abracadabra.
I was told to burn brimstone and lime and take the kernel of a walnut with rue and salt in a fig. No good?
Whoever told you was most like a grocer who had overstocked with those things.
What would do you advise?
The more protection you buy, the better your chance of survival.
I thought you said it was real.
Come, my advice is...
Three
amulets, three bracelets, three charm, three stone, three abracadabra. Your fortune told?
Will I need it with these?
You won't know unless you have it. And for the girl...
Do us together.
Close your eyes. These are bad times. Despair is all around you. You must seek advice from those who know. Take all precautions, especially amulets, charms, and bracelets. Do not worry. This is not to thwart God's will. He sent them and brought you and them together. There. Just drop your money in this bag. Muchos thank you.
You're early.
Put on this charm and this amulet and this abracadabra, and you'll be safe. And a stone for your mouth.
Where'd you get these?
Me and Martha paid off. Left us there.
Have to get another job. Every 20 years this happens. I've seen it before. We've got to make enough money to get out of London, is what the rich do, and that's what we'll do. Why aren't you out selling ribbons?
The streets are empty.
Well, they'll fill up soon.
If the rich are all leaving, won't be anyone to sell ribbons to.
I've an idea about that. Now keep your money in one bag and have them put theirs in another, and don't touch anybody's money if you can help it. And when you finish, wash the money in vinegar and avoid their breath. I'll come selling ribbons with you. Francis, you go and see what's happening around and about. See if the parishes are taking people on. It's dog eat dog when the plague comes. This will be a good place. Do what I say.
But Martha...
No buts. Wherefores are wise. Stand with me in these shadows and take this tuppence.
What for?
Just take it.
There's a man...
He'll do. Look up, dear.
Aye.
What is it?
Dear.
What is it?
A flaming sword in a hand with a point hanging over the city.
I see nothing.
Nor I.
Take some ribbons, girl.
Say you see it. Say you see it.
I'll see it.
Louder.
I'll see it.
What?
A flaming sword held in a hand... with a point hanging over the city.
Tuppence in the bag.
Put the tuppence in the bag.
Such ribbons?
Here, let me try.
Tuppence.
Ribbons first.
Imagine missing this for want of a tuppence.
I think you Moorish women are charlatans.
It's moving. The point's moving. I think it points at my heart.
Tuppence, here. What?
It's gone.
Gone? Well, I'll have my tuppence back then.
The deal is done.
Charlatans.
It's not my fault if you haven't got the gift. Hey. Steady.
I'm gonna cut your lying tongue out.
Over there! Huh? Look! Over there!
Hey?
There!
Nothing. I see nothing.
I see something.
Is it the same as you?
Yeah. I see a man. He turned... and I saw clean through him. He has the tokens upon his body. Oh.
He walks. See how he walks up and down between the gravestones, half in and half out.
He looks this way. Oh, no. He looks at you, sir.
Where?
He points at you. Then, into the ground.
Now, at you, poor sir. Now, into the ground.
Answer him. Refuse him.
How can I fight what I cannot see?
How can I fight what I cannot see?
flaming sword.
We're made
up.
Not doing it again.
You were brilliant.
But it's not right.
Suit yourself, Miss All That's Holy. Go and have a ride yourself somewhere, but don't expect me to feed you.
Within 2 hours of any person being found to have symptoms, they're asked to be locked up with all normal inhabitants for 40 days and 40 nights. And they'll be appointed 2 watchmen, one for every day, one for every night. And they'll be appointed searchers of the dead to make due search whether the persons do die of the infection.
Would be a searcher.
Or a watchman.
Number 14, White's Alley. Yeah, red cross, like dripping blood on the door. Lord, have mercy upon us. Hold pike so. Stand so. Walk up and down sometimes. Think I can do this. Now, no one to come in or out. And if I have to speak, speak in a deep voice. Oh! Who goes there?
Who goes there?
A checking to make sure you were arrived.
The evidence stands before you?
It does. I'll go back in and shut the door.
Yeah, as it is laid down in the proclamation.
Cope with that, all right?
I caterwaul because I can feel myself teetering on the edge of the grave.
Caterwaul quietly.
None in your house have it, then?
We have taken prudent precautions. I carry amulets, bracelet, abracadabra, and a stone for my mouth. Where I must talk to folk close-like.
There are children here. We had our bags packed and then off to the country. Now both of them will fit in the same winding sheet with room to spare. I swear they are not infected.
Do not ask for what I cannot give. The king's proclamation...
So small, hardly worth them being born at all. From the womb to the grave without stopping. Haven't had time to sin.
You say that now. Who knows what they grow up like?
I have money. I can spare a little.
A bribe?
I'll come down.
A shilling?
Well, I am paid a penny a day.
You could be struck down at any moment. Oh!
What?
Look!
Where? No one about. Oh, I had someone. I hope they didn't see. It's Martha.
Francis, what are you doing?
I'm on guard.
You're a 12-year-old girl.
Fooled them.
You please.
Whatever is to become of us? Who's in there?
Whoever's dead. And some children.
Let's have a look.
Eh?
I won't touch the dead and children can't hurt.
Got your stone in your mouth?
What children? No children here.
Is there a body?
Aye, not a bad place. Yeah, the sticks of silks are buttered.
Well, don't.
Whistle if anyone comes.
What?
I'll be out in a minute.
Come on, Martha. You're getting prisoned. It's the worst lockup in the world. Come on! Oh, I can't bear this.
What is it?
What's what?
You whistled.
There was someone. they turned down Bell Alley.
Shut the door. My arms are full.
Hey. We'll sell these.
That's illegal.
What are you going to do? Stab me?
I'm making a penny a day.
Well, what use is a penny a day with debt sitting on your shoulder? You'll have to make up some story.
You're doing well.
Upside down, the whole world's upside down and spinning.
Percy.
Duchamp.
How goes it?
The whole world's turned upside down. All rules are changed, all behavior transformed. Where does the plague come from? If it comes from God, what's the point in fighting it? King might know, for the king is the appointed agent of God.
Lower your voice.
It was that the king would heal the sick by laying on of hands. Even Charles Stuart's reach isn't so great that he can span the distance from Oxford.
Blasphemy and treason in one breath.
He lays on at a distance. Orders for this, proclamations for that. Trade is terrible.
Have you continued to trade with Holland?
I can't abide the Dutch.
Business is business.
But not Amsterdam. Not taking goods from that plague pit. Yourself?
Not Amsterdam.
I was glad to hear they had it. Thieving tulip growers. Anyway, anyone knows it's spread by beggars. And if there's one thing I have never had anything to do with, it's beggars.
I heard cats and dogs.
No, I had anything to do with them either. Unless you cut that tart the other night. A scratch. A dose of scrofula, eh?
Yeah. Worse than normal dose of fleas.
Baby brandy never fails. Oh. I'll go get the king to pick them all off.
Hush, who cares? A merchant should be king.
If the Dutch itch us any more, we should have the king pick them off. Adieu.
Adieu.
Ooh, steady, Mary. King Jabez?
Aye. You, Thomas?
Yeah. First time?
Aye.
Come on in. I'll lead, Mary. You ring this bell and call. No rush.
What do I call?
Bring out your dead seems to do the job. Come on, Mary. Got a pipe to smoke?
No.
Have my spare.
Is it a prevention?
Better than nothing. Covers the smell.
Francis, where have you been?
Working. What's that? A pike. Watchman's a job. Pays good money. At least doing a man's job, I don't have to go inside the houses.
He frightens me, Francis.
Frightens me? Frightens the shit out of me. But I haven't got a trade, and those who have come to a full stop.
Oh! Who are you?
It's the devil!
It's a searcher!
It's me!
You're a searcher!
All these layers and gauntlets and masks have got me sweating!
But a searcher?
Not our fault if the world's turned upside down and didn't lose our jobs on purpose.
Please, find other jobs.
And what will you eat tonight? I've got bread bought from my wages. If you eat it, that's as good as being a watchman yourself, to my mind.
She made tuppence. Sold some ribbons. Sold them as magic.
That's only half the story. A man pulled a knife.
Tuppence? Magic ribbons?
There's weirder things than that about.
Like these abracadabras.
These are designed for the purpose. Ribbons are just finery.
Francis, don't go thinking you're safe because of these things we wear.
No?
Might work, might not.
Oh.
But they're better than nothing. The only sure way not to get plague is to avoid society.
Whatever. Magic ribbon is a brilliant idea.
Oh, magic? It's wrong.
Wrong? Don't come into it. People want to believe the ribbons are magic. It's their business. If we don't sell him magic ribbons, someone will sell him magic some things. There's no rhyme or reason to it. You've just got to stay alive. That's your Christian duty.
Imagine us being locked up here for 40 days. And if a second in the house gets it, the 40 days starts again. Could be months before the last. A woman tricked me
And now she's gone into the streets, and who knows where.
Maybe she didn't have it. Maybe the healthy shouldn't be locked up with the sick. Then people wouldn't be so desperate. Maybe you can't catch it at all. Maybe it's in some of us already. Lurking. Maybe some could live forever in a lockup and not get it. And what's the difference between Martha and that woman? She goes from house to house, touching things and messing about.
How much did you get for...
How much for what?
A shilling.
How much have we to make?
We'll know when we've enough.
How, a shilling?
It wasn't stealing. They were all dead or fled. There's candlesticks and stuff no use to him in either of those states.
You've taken stuff from a lockup. You've spread it.
Washed it in vinegar.
You'll mark a cross on our door as sure as there's a heaven.
Don't you talk to me like that. I've looked after you as if I were your mother. I've lived through plague before, so don't...
Sarah, make some ribbons or something.
No, make them yourself. Frances. Sarah's good, you know.
Good.
You know what I mean. We're not bad, but she's different. You're both like daughters. And I'm not saying she's any better than you or me. But it'll take her longer. She needs to understand things before she acts. She's a bit of a thinker.
A dreamer.
Anyway, I love you both equal. Got some of that bread you bought.
Cost a farthing. It's double what it cost yesterday.
Sarah? Hmm? I hear there's some special poor relief. Why don't you go along tomorrow and see what you can get?
Yes, Martha.
Right. Let's give this place a good sweep. All this sweat. The fleas are going to feast on me.
Large dark swellings in the neck, armpit and groin called buboes.
Hence bubonic plague, commonly called Paul's plague, as commonly it is the Paul who contracted. Other marks or tokens are small red spots in a circle. Ring a ring a rotis.
But not all who perish display outward signs. So how can we discern the sick from the well? Some drop dead in the street without warning.
It is said they carry the disease in their blood or in their soul, and are walking carcasses whose breath is infectious and sweats poison. I've heard of one physician who's having folk breathe on glass, and through a microscope, he says, it is possible to see strange, monstrous and frightful shapes, serpents, devils.
Here! Over here!
Whoa, 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 steady, Mary.
It's Anne, my wife. I'll bring her.
You want a hand?
She's my wife.
Hey, you can't.
Oh, I'm here. I might as well go with her.
Well, on my cart.
Drive on.
Jabez?
Have a knife. I'm sitting here with my arms round my wife, and I'm going with her.
Let him be, Jabez. If we throw him off, he'll only follow. What's your name?
Samuel.
I'm Thomas. This is Jabez. Horse is called Mary. I'm sorry for your misfortune.
Aye.
We live in terrible times. You've dressed her up nice.
No winding sheet for my aunt.
If my Mary goes, I'll do the same. And if I get distempered before her, told her to take to her heels, I won't begrudge her. No sense being locked up with me all delirious.
Your wife's the same name as your horse.
He's locking up wicked. Bound to get it if you're locked up with it. You're lucky with your aunt. There's a new bit. She'll be laid on the earth in her fine clothes, with no bodies beneath or above her. Then a sprinkling of lime by the men at dawn.
My heart will burst.
Here you are, then.
I can't see the bottom.
25 feet deep. Any deeper and they'd hit water. Now, Samuel, Me and Jabez are going to tip these bodies in this pit, which may seem unchristian, but, well, they won't know the difference.
I'll take her down the ladder. Yeah,
I thought you'd say that.
Right.
You ready, Jabez?
Aye.
Down you go then, Samuel. Hold the lamp for him, Jabez.
Yeah.
Steady, steady there. Samuel! Samuel!
Yeah.
You all right? Ah, shine the light.
Jerry's? Hey, what's it? Samuel, what are you doing to the ladder? He's tipped it over.
I thought he might do that.
Oh, he's laying down beside her.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't do that.
Viva!
Oh, get back up here.
I've heard of this before. Must think you'll be needed on the other side. Other side of what, though? Yeah, have a drink.
Oh, brandy.
Sinners!
Oh, Jesus!
That's right. It's Vincent.
Sinners! God is not indiscriminate.
Made me jump, creeping around.
To be sure, some of the pure are dying along with the sinners.
He's a religious man. Oh.
But as there is a difference in their souls while they lived, so there is a difference after they have died. Devils drag down the souls of the wicked, whilst the pure of soul are in rapture. So they live, so shall they die.
We'll be off then. Whoop, come on, Mary.
Sinners!
Parish.
St. Bride.
Name?
Sarah.
Other names?
Only Sarah. My Christian name. I was born here.
Occupation?
Ribbon weaver.
Sarah Ribbons. You come to me for poor relief?
If it so please you.
Pleases me. Listen.
The poor relief officer was dressed from head to foot like Martha in her searcher's garb. But on his head, he wore an item the like of which I've never imagined a man wearing. It completely encompassed his head and featured a long, beak-like nozzle with holes for the eyes. In the beak, he placed various substances to ward off the pestilence. It was like talking to some mythical half-man, half-bird.
I was a clerk in the Navy. Now I'm here listening to hard luck stories from the malingering poor. Make your plea.
I live with two others. Women.
Blackamoors?
One. They work for the gentry who fled. And I'm a ribbon weaver.
And?
Just a shilling would help.
Just a shilling? What do you think would happen if I doled out everyone a shilling?
It is for preventions. Rue, salt, feed.
Rubbish. It is for necessities. Bread. Who said rue, salt and figs were preventions? What you need is chopped onions mixed with tobacco and garlic. That's what I've got. Makes me eye stream, but that's a small price to pay. And at night I burn a little charcoal in here.
I heard there was special money in the poor relief coffers, in view of the time.
Money has been allocated on the basis of the number of the poor reduced in anticipation of those about to die. Reduced again, so's not everyone who asks for it gets it. So's not to dissipate the desire to work and leave essential jobs unmanned. And the sum arrived at in this parish is my duty to dispense. Your reluctance to take on such jobs as nurse or searcher makes me reluctant to give you anything.
What is to become of us?
On the other hand, I used to visit a girl like you in Hoban.
Rats all over. People dying in the streets. The sun burning up the sky, hunger, heat, dizziness. There have been so many bodies. The pits must reach almost to hell. I wonder if we've dug too deep and hell's come up the holes.
Don't go over that way now. She died anyway, so I've heard. She can make a man bark like a dog. I'll give you threepence. A shilling if you step into the shadows with me.
Eh?
A shilling for my relief.
Threepence, then. God is watching you.
We all need a little comfort. Seize what we can when we can. Who knows what tomorrow may bring? Your threepence. Could have been your last chance to enjoy yourself.
tentacles all over the world. Trading here, stealing there, invading, enslaving. Oh, merchants of the world, unite! Set forth and civilize the world. Jamaica.
For the sugar?
Eh?
Jamaica for the sugar. And the tea from India and the coffee from Africa.
Who the hell are you, sir?
Oh, I don't like to see a man mutter alone. How sweet the tooth of the English, eh? God bless the king for providing the navy to protect the brave merchantmen as they scud across the seas.
God bless him for his wife, Catherine of Braganza, Portugal!
And God bless her dowry, Tangier, Bombay, and 300,000 pounds.
Ah, Percy.
Who's your...
Drunk at this hour.
What else should a man do?
Who's your friend?
I've just met him.
Please excuse us.
At your service.
Oh, business poor?
Business nil. Damn the Dutch.
Here, here. Percy, I've lost a cargo.
Is it Dutch?
It would appear so.
You drunk?
No, no, thank you.
We need the king to send a navy.
It's difficult to see how to persuade the citizens to enlist. They will argue in their primitive minds that to fight a war when death is all around smacks of futility.
Oh.
I have been thinking. No one can state with any authority the actual reason for the plague.
God! Cats and dogs, beggars, the stars.
Exactly. But is it not a fact that there was a plague in Holland last year? And is it not a fact that the Dutch have an undeclared war against us?
Against me?
Then is it not possible that the Dutch deliberately infected us with the plague?
It spreads at will.
Does it? Italians
had it before the Dutch.
And could they not have ensured that the Dutch inherited it, and then the Dutch do the same to us? We are all in competition for the same markets.
Stands as well as any other.
Then, if enough of the citizens believe the plague was sent by the Dutch, could they not be persuaded to enlist in a navy to wreak revenge?
Proper Englishmen, mate.
Then it is not God's revenge on the citizens, but a sinister plot by the Dutch who must be punished.
You could be right, Duchamp.
I am.
Do you think the king would subscribe to such a theory?
No. But he needs the money in his coffers,
yes.
And with all the difficulties at home, would welcome a foreign adventure.
Hey, you there, my friend.
What?
Would you fight the Dutch?
My wife's Dutch. I fight the Dutch every night.
Good man.
Dispirited by my encounter with the poor relief officer, I bought bread at a halfpenny a loaf. And wandered, found myself at a small quay on the river. There was moored a rowing boat, and in the middle of the river, ships, displaying signs of life. And there was a woman, Rebecca, pacing the quay, wringing her hands. On the ground near Rebecca, a bag. Out of new habit, we altered course to avoid the other.
How goes it here? There are hardly any of those houses where half are not dead already and the other half sick. In that house, they're all dead, and the door stands open. Nobody dares enter except a poor thief who paid dear, for he was hitching a ride in the cart last night. In that one, wife and husband and 7 children, all gone. And that one, in there, yours. There, my friend and 2 children live. They may be said to live. For my friend and one of the children have the tokens upon them.
How terrible it is to have to abandon them.
I do not abandon them. I work for them. And blessed be the Lord, I keep them from want. The rowing boat's my house. I work in it by day and sleep in it at night. And what I make, I lay on the ground here and they fetch it. All those ships on the river have people on board. Merchants, mostly, who've locked themselves up. I'm their messenger.
They let you on board?
Nay, I deliver to another small boat moored away from them from whence they collect.
But the things you bring them?
Not bought in London. I row down to Greenwich, Woolwich, and to single farmhouses for chickens, eggs, and butter. I seldom come ashore, only to leave food and money and see how they do. My friend had a swelling which broke, and it may be that she survived.
The door to her house opened. A young woman, but decrepit and swathed, emerged. We moved away as she hobbled over to the bag on the floor. She inspected the contents, at every discovery silently signalling pleasure and gratitude. With difficulty, she picked up the bag and started the long, lonely walk back to the house.
How are the children?
The woman halted, turned, shrugged. Seeing her face, I tried not to be repulsed by her cadaverous countenance. The woman turned again and shambled back into the house, shutting the door behind her.
What was in the bag?
Saltfish, eggs. Sixpence. The irony of the times is that we have more money than ever before, but of course it buys less than ever before.
I have this bread to give.
We won't have it.
I want you to.
We can't.
I'm not infected. Not that you can be sure from looking.
Very well. Elizabeth! Elizabeth! There's more.
The woman Elizabeth shuffled over to where I'd placed the loaves, picked them up, and began the walk back.
And how are you?
Elizabeth halted, turned. She and Rebecca gazed at each other for what seemed like an age.
How can God do this? How can God do this?
I did not do this. This is not my fault. They're clean goods, he said in his hideous, touchy accent, and they'll be shipped in a clean ship. None of these goods have been anywhere near Amsterdam. And for you, a special price.
And then when I went aboard in London, the bill of sale said the goods were from Amsterdam. And virtually worthless anyway, infested with fleas.
What did you say? You said something.
What did I say?
Oh, something, I don't know.
What did you hear me say?
Steady on.
What did you hear me say?
Nothing.
My apologies.
I have spilled your drink. Enjoy yourselves. We all die tomorrow.
Come on, all you brave lads. Join the King's Navy and fight the Dutch.
Volunteer.
You'll be well fed, paid a shilling now, and a bounty at the end. You, sir, you guarding that lockup.
Me?
You look like you've got the makings. Join up.
I'm happy here.
Happy? Happy? You must be the only happy person in London. What have you got going for you here? And what's that you're chewing on?
A stone.
Hard times, eh?
Prevents plague.
Not a simpleton, are you?
No.
How long do you think it'll be before there's a cross on your own door?
The king told me to stand here.
That was before. Listen, just between me and you, where does it come from? Well, I'll tell you. It was in Amsterdam last year, a diabolical secret weapon formulated by the Dutch to smite us down.
How come they suffered it then?
Went wrong. Dogs nearly drowned in their own vomit. Now they've sent it over for the purpose for which it was designed, and look what they've done. If you've any family or friends who've passed on, they were killed by the Dutch. These people you're guarding, fellow English, locked up, screaming in their own homes, murdered by the Dutchies, clog dancing on the grave of England. Doesn't it make you angry? It does me. Doesn't it make you seethe and grind your teeth?
Of course it does.
And how much are you getting for this dutchy work?
Penny a day.
Join up and you'll get the king's shilling. You can get revenge and a guinea at least when you return.
A guinea?
I reckon. Not mistaken, am I? You are a brave lad.
None braver, but I must
no
have...
No time for that. Fall in. Here's your shilling. Yes, and bring your pike. Stick it in a Dutchman.
Francis? Sarah! What are you doing?
Come on, lad.
I'll get a guinea. Then we can leave.
Fall in.
Don't go!
This is madness. I need money.
There's the Navy. Hurrah! Hurrah! Huzzah! Fools. Cat dropped me money. Money back. It's your fault. You made me do it.
Oh, plague would have come from the Duchess without me. I'm going to leave you. I'll walk away.
Is that yours?
Huh?
That money bag.
Good day, ma'am.
Sir.
It is money, is it?
I would imagine so. Just to be on the safe side, I think it should be taken up and kept safe. A notice posted hereabouts to the rightful owner, etc. You stand guard while I come down.
My pleasure. What do you want, girl?
A bag of money. A means to escape. A lifeline. Or a trap. Primed.
What do you want, girl?
Cassandra, if I like.
Better keep your distance.
A woman has several implements with her. She approaches the bag as if it could explode at any moment. Soaks a rag in vinegar. Wipes a pair of tongs and a pair of scissors. And ties the rag over her mouth. Takes another rag, soaks it in vinegar, and wraps it around her left hand. Reaches out and picks up the bag in the tongs. Swings it over the bucket of vinegar. Cuts the bottom of the bag, so the coins fall, glittering, clinking, splashing into the vinegar. Several guineas in smaller coins. I dart in and grab a guinea from the bucket.
What you?
She lunges at me. Don't. The tongs against my back.
God,
you woman.
I didn't mean. Oh, dear God, I didn't mean.
That's right. Scuttle back inside your hovel.
I'm a sinner. I stole. If I have the plague, let it strike me down now. I own it. I have sinned.
Look, pick up the bag. Look, it is not infected. It's my bag.
Your bag? I don't understand. Why was that woman...
What's your name?
Sarah, sir.
Sarah. How do you survive?
It is terrible.
Lawless?
The laws were not designed for such a time. This is your guinea then, sir.
Keep it. You deserve it.
Not I.
Keep the guinea.
Keep it?
I think you are good.
A guinea for being good? But I just now tried to steal it.
It is nothing.
A guinea? Nothing?
Keep it.
Yay. I must give you something. There's no such thing as something for nothing.
Just take it.
Who knows what tomorrow shall bring?
Indeed.
We should take pleasure where we find it. I can make a man bark like a dog.
Don't!
In normal circumstances, I'd have you here and now on the earth.
Hola! Creaky! Hola!
On your way! Hooded man!
Sarah, I want... nothing. I've been looking for something good in the midst of all of this decay. You are good.
I am not.
Amulet! Charms! Bracelet!
I have amulets already.
Please, a new amulet.
On your way, sir.
You have a guinea.
Away!
They'll buy you all the protection you need.
I do not need...
Is this... You are playing!
Get away! Please, miss.
Leave me!
I'm starving. But...
I have those things.
Please!
Cat is dead.
Cat, he would have harmed you. He is plagued, look.
I saw...
Oh, God, forgive me. Is a guinea enough? There is more.
A guinea's enough.
Be good. Don't disappoint me.
Miss. I meant no one should die alone or anonymous or far from home. I'm from Spitalfields. Saul Smith.
Loved ones.
Gone.
Saul Smith. Would you have touched me?
I.
Saul Smith. I love thee.
Thank you.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
A guinea. Find Francis. And Martha.
These amulets are useless.
Of course they're not.
Only a fool would think otherwise.
Seen Francis?
She's joined the Navy.
She's what?
Saw her marching off.
And you didn't stop her? Stupid girl.
Of a guinea.
Where from?
Found it.
Found it? What did you do for it?
Nothing.
You're being a whore.
No. Francis says she'll get a guinea when she comes back.
A guinea as well? Not so stupid. 2 guineas. That be enough. 2 guineas is 42 shillings. 504 pennies. 504 deer's beer. Have I done something?
No.
Good. Things are looking up. Best back.
You in there? Bread for a poor woman?
Away with you. We'll have nothing to do with beggars.
Water. Would you have me die on your doorstep?
It wouldn't be the first time. Get away from the door. You beggars are all the cause of all this trouble, wandering about, spreading diseases.
A drink won't hurt.
No time for charity.
Well, I shall die here, then. I'm past caring.
That's a dangerous state to be in. I've never given up.
I just want a bit of peace.
Peace? What is so remarkable about you that you deserve peace of all things? Bread was reasonable, water understandable, but peace? Downright greedy, if you ask me.
I used to have a lodging like this.
And gambled it away, no doubt.
I was turned out through no fault of my own.
Sarah, we have a saint on our doorstep.
I'm a ribbon weaver, and out of sorts, there being no customers left.
I'm a ribbon weaver.
There's work to be found, of nurses, searchers.
My man was a bricklayer. Went out one day all normal, but on return we found it all locked up, and the family we lodged with wouldn't let us in. Threw us down our clothes, gave us a bit of food, money.
Where's it all now?
It was a while ago.
And your man?
Oh, it was a while ago.
You can have a bit of water.
Oh. But you survived.
Oh, to what purpose?
Oh, thank you.
Well, we reckoned to leave and start afresh in the country, but there was no welcome there.
We are going when our Francis gets back. There'll be a welcome for folk like us with money.
Money's no use. At Barnet, they shot at me before I was within hailing distance.
We'll be all right. You look like a vagabond.
Got stuck between 2 towns. Then, with guns and pitchforks. Swam a river, lived alone in the woods. Edge things.
Where exactly are we going?
Away.
So I gave up and came back. Here I was born, and here, so it would seem, will I die.
As you say, you gave up. Sarah? What are you doing?
I feel... I'm praying for Francis.
Mm-hmm. She'll be fine, but praying never hurt anyone. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. In him will I trust.
Go!
Go!
Boys, there!
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 Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowl and from the noise of pestilence.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day.
No!
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness,
nor for the destruction that walketh at noonday.
Hold incoming!
Thousands shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee.
Just you and me now, boy.
Aye, aye.
Clean!
Clean!
Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
It's stuck!
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation.
Free it!
Come!
Incoming!
There shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall a plague befall thy dwelling.
Please, God!
Please, God, why does the sun shine in the sky but not in my head? Is the sun in the sky so hot because you are burning us up with your anger? And did you send the plague? And if you didn't send it, why don't you take it away?
You all right, boy? I haven't time to deal with you now. I think we're winning. Boy? Boy? Jesus. Hey, what's your name? What was your name?
Please, God, no.
Dust.
Achoo!
Awful, no.
I'm going to stick up this water.
Keep away from me. Out. Out. Out.
Martha!
You're not coming in.
I'm not leaving.
The rest of that day, the night, the whole of the next day, I remained. At first, I tried to talk to Martha through the door, the window. But Martha would not reply. The second night...
You all right?
I need to break down this door. There's someone inside.
No cross on the door.
No. My mother.
Rightio. Hold this lamp for us.
Hello.
Called Martha.
Well, best put Martha on the cart.
Will you be all right?
Yeah, we're used to it.
I'll come with you.
Promise you won't jump into the pit.
Jump in the pit? No.
She won't do that. Come up the front here. Yep, Mary.
I've heard there's 8,000 in London this week.
So many.
I'd still say it'd be less if we didn't lock people up. Fair enough, if one in a house has the tokens, then the others may be on the way. But I've met people who've had tokens and got well.
She still wears the amulet. The abracadabra.
If we think the dead are going to heaven, instead of burying them, maybe we ought to tie them to a kite.
Or a balloon.
Give them a bit of a start on their way.
Fly. Flee. Leave London.
Bits would fall off them and birds would peck them.
No worse than worms.
But imagine, you're walking along, minding your own business, and a leg drops on you.
Be the head. Head's heaviest bit. Heart's heavy too. Raining hearts and heads.
How long will this go on?
Till it's finished. Until whatever it is has eaten its fill. Right, here we are then.
Who's that man over there?
A religious man named Vincent.
I know him. From before.
Here every night. Now, we're going to tip the cart so the load falls in.
It's only her body.
You're exactly correct, young lady. And if she's anything like you, she'll be already settled up above.
Goodbye, Martha's body.
And 1,000 of their sins shall be set before them.
Mr. Vincent!
And they will find God to be angry.
Mr. Vincent!
And they will find the day of grace is over. The door of mercy is shut.
Are you sick?
It is the sinners. Sinners.
Who?
The sinners.
Where? Who?
In the pit.
Oh, Mr. Vincent, you were wrong.
True, some perish along with the sinners. But as there was a difference...
What does he say?
Nothing. I was taken home by Thomas and fed and slept with sensible precautions. And in the morning I took my guinea, retraced my steps to the river, and there sought out Rebecca.
Elizabeth and one of the children have tokens still, but less inflamed. The other died.
Can I join you? On a business footing. I have a guinea to invest.
Why'd you stay if you have a guinea?
I've nowhere else to go. And I wait for my sister's return from the sea battle.
Very well.
So I stayed and survived. Thomas lived, and Jabez. Vincent went mad. Percy did good works and died of old age. And one day, I realized Francis would not come back. It was, they say, the fleas. Or rather, the things that live on the fleas, that live on the rats, that live on the goods that we trade and fight over. Just a cold. Please God. And if it doesn't please God, so be it.
In Ring of Roses by Nick Stafford, Sarah was played by Adjoa Ando, Martha by Mona Hammond, and Francis by Linda DeBell. Rebecca was played by Melanie Hudson, Vincent by Terence Edmund, Percy by Steve Hodson, Kate by Jill Graham, and the employer by Gilly Mears. Duchamp was played by David Holt, Thomas by Jonathan Adams, Jabez by Matthew Morgan, the poor relief officer by John Fleming, and Saul Smith by James Telfer. All other parts were played by the company, and the director was Claire Grove.